We have some halachas that unfortunately people are very unaware of. The minhag ha'olam is make believe these symbols. This part of the Shulchan Aruch doesn't exist. Okay. Kevin shigia zman tefillah. The moment zman tefillah begins. Also the Adam, the Haktim, Pesach Havero, Nitan Lo Shalom. Can't go visit someone to give him Shalom. Here it is, use the word Shalom Aleichem. Shem Deshmo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. Man Tfila, Ayinu Me Amad Hashach. Okay. Ramad Shachar on. Yeah. Who are din? I heard your offer for Rabbo. The Miesh, he says, but it doesn't matter who it is. The Miesh Lochosh, the Eva's Gabra Alma, a very strong, a powerful person, you're afraid of him. You say without saying Shalom. Shapidomi. Ukishapogo baderech, meet him on the way. Yeshtohoko bagarba alma. You didn't even say Shalom. Okay, why? We'll see. The Shmoshal Kaddish Baruch Shalom. And Roy Lahaski Shmoshal al Adam. You don't give, you don't use. What is Shalom? What does the word Shalom Aleichem mean? It's Gemara Makis. When Boaz met people, he said, Hashem Yimochem Giborechayel. No. Mora says, can you use HaKadosh when you mask Hashem Shemayim, you're not allowed to mask Hashem Shemayim Levatola, but if you greet someone with Hashem Shemayim, that's all right. Boaz says, Hashem Yimochem Giborechayel. So the question is that a heter or that's a mitzvah? Okay. So here Rishonim a split because the split on another issue. And Machlokes Rishonim and Tmura, but the Iser Ma'ask Hashem Shemayim Levatola. Okay. Now, Rashi there, where he learns the Gemara, says Rabbanan, it's not an Issachomor, where Rashi learns. So what was Boaz saying? According to Rashi, Rashi says it's a chiyuv when I greet someone to use the Shem Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be with you. And that is proper greeting. And Yimachuyev, according to Rashi, Yimachuyev to use, to say Shalom Aleichem to a person. I know my grandmother, Allah Shalom, on Shabbos, she didn't take people for Shabbos. She said, she'd tell people Shabbos Shalom. Okay. She wasn't Israeli. She was European, so she didn't say Shabbat Shalom. But it was an old Jewish greeting before it was adopted in Shabbat Shalom. You, according to Rashi, it's a chiyuv to greet someone with the shame of a Kodesh Baruch. Other Rishonim who learned the Gemara and Torah differently say it's a heter, not a chiyuv. Rashi there in Makis says that it's a chiyuv. And he says, how do we do it today? By saying Shalom Aleichem. And Shmo Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu Shalom. Now, before I wish HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be with you, I have to worry that I am with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't worry about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being someone else before, that means you're taking for granted that he's with you. No, that's only after your davening. So, What about saying God bless you? Is it after the Shem Hashem or even Laz? He isn't sure. Mistaber Dimoma Harachum Yirachmecho Al Chani Yuchanecho. It's all right. Nevorchu Bishmo Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay. Now let's continue. That's using the Shem Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ainu Holech Halakav Pondof Kodem Tfilu. Afilizal Loshen Otsu. But if you go to visit, on the way to shul, you say, no, I'll drop in to visit someone. Not allowed. Okay, now that, for instance, I have a very serious problem. I have to speak to someone in California. It's 10 hours difference. Easiest thing for me to do is to call them in the morning when I wake up before I go to daven. Wait 1 second. It's not so simple, right? Well, visit means I visit. I call him up for half an hour schmooze on the phone before I go to daven. I try to wait for that till after I daven because this is I'm not sure. Visiting someone or having half an hour friendly conversation. How you doing? What's happening with the children? What's happening with the family? It's far from simple. Okay. You have to pass someone's house and I said, holy chlepiskel, you're not going to do it. I'm passing your house, shalom aleichem, that's not a problem. But not towards your shalom. I'm bare aloch. Okay. To be involved
in any real asik that you have, zosik before you daven, as we'll see later on.
Okay. Also, lesasik b'tzrochav. You don't take care of your personal needs. You wake up early in the morning, you go online to Amazon, you order everything you have to order for the day, do all your shopping, go to daven. You're not allowed to do that. Also, all the satsik mitzvah of Leilech Lederich, she's called Filish Manesra. Tzrocha Mishi Yeshlo, Avodim Ivrim, Mashosir, Shetzroch, Shem Shuhu. Okay, what does this mean? I know a lot of people. Now, first thing that it used to be people got newspapers. Now no one gets newspapers. They read everything online. So what do? You're busy. So you used to get your newspaper, sit down with some coffee, some Mizonos, before diving, read the stock market page, see how your stocks are doing. Now I'll do that. The first thing a Jew has to do in the morning is recognize that everything's happening except to talk about Shmorach. All these halachas that people are very, very callous with what they do before davening. Yesh mekilach shomer mitzvahs brachos kodem shomer baruch shama. Lo tov hachman b'zeh. So here the nosei kelim jump up. They don't understand this ramoch. This is Truma Sadesh. Let's just read. I'm not saying any big chedushim here. Just tell people that the general minhag people have, what they do before davening, is highly, highly questionable. So they say, you say brachas. So wait a second. Says, V'yesh v'kilim l'achasham mitzvahs brachas tov l'hachma. So, what is tov l'hachma? So the Gemara doesn't understand. He says, why? So, he says, because the Gemara equates it with everything else, and that depends on Shachas. Take a look, for instance, at the Pichodesh, I believe, among other people, and also Kalim. Let's say, yeah. The Kesef Mishnah says, in the name of Rabbeinu Manoach, Lavdaf Kut Shmonezah, if you ace it through the Shigia. Lord, he says, some tefillah. However, to Das Yochid completely, if you take a look at Mishnah Brura, he says, what does he say? Okay, he doesn't say, but Moshe Kerem says it's a Das Yochid, and it's not only Yesh LaHachmed B'Zah, it's the Yoch HaShulchan, maybe it's the one who spells it out. He says he doesn't understand why the Mechaber just says Yesh LaHachmed. Sefer Tumas Hadeshin. Tumas Hadeshin, it says, the Shoel asked him, what about some other tefillah? And he answered, I know people did it, but it's also not. Okay, so, and the Ramot says, Yesh Mekilim. He says, I don't know who these Mekilim are. I must be Rabbi Manoach. It's not a Chumah. The Mekilim are is Rabbeinu Manoach, the Beis Yosef says, and but it's a Das Yochid. So Baruch HaShulchan says he doesn't know any Tzad L'Hokol. So some people say, if you say brachas in the morning, you can do what you want. Not so simple. But the Ramos says Tov Achna. Baruch HaShulchan says it's a Das Yochid at best, and the Ikar Adin, it's not true. So what do we have here? Person is not allowed to engage in any social activities before davening. Person is not allowed to take care of any of his general needs before davening. He can't use the word shalom to someone before davening. And that's beside thing. That's even if not taking care of your social needs, sitting down and schmoozing with someone. Davening has to be the first thing. You wake up in the morning after davening. The biggest need you have is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of your needs. Because if you do something before, you think, I can do it before I've asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for success in my needs. And that's not allowed. In the very strict halachas. Then I talked in the Dvar Halacha on Shabbos about eating and drinking. Shitas Rambam is it's also to put something in your mouth before davening. No. Except if it's something that you need to concentrate on your davening, so it's for the purpose of davening. But then it's that which you exactly need to concentrate on your davening. Now, according to the Rambam, it's clear it's in the Siddur Aisa. What about other Rishonim? It's not so clear. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Lo Socho Adam Zalav Shabacholos, and there's no Malchus on it. It lists a number of things and does not list eating before davening. The Gemara in Brachas, Yerom HaBeis, says, eating before davening, Lo Socho Adam. Why isn't there in Sanhedrin? Some people say it's Asmachta. The Rambam quotes it Alocha, and say from Mitzvahs, and say, Mitzvahs Lo Socho Adam. This is the rice. Is this because the Rambam is of the opinion that Tfilas Daraisa? Maybe yes, maybe no. Not clear. Could be before I daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I ask to fulfill all my needs. It's another instance of something I can't take care of, my physical needs. Can't do anything before davening. I can't do something before davening in the morning. Certainly, sitting down to with all of the things that people do before davening, eat the delicious coffee, etc. If a person has a caffeine need for whatever reason, and he has a headache and can't concentrate in davening, take care of the caffeine need. So here Mishnah Berurah says, Maya Mutter, and he's going with the approach, Gaiva, I can walk into HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a full stomach, all satisfied, as if I don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, you don't get yourself satisfied before you speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing, don't care of your satisfaction. Beteva Cafe, Mutter Lishtos Kodam to the Kadesh Yuchol Chavein Daito, the Spala. Kvaz Mukoma Shul Gilbehem, Emes Yashim, and people can't concentrate without it. Chol Tzeh Below Tzuker, Below Cholot. That means if it's just a caffeine need, it's what you should need for something hot in your system, fine. But, you know, you don't elaborate on it with sugar and with milk. Everything. He's very much against it. Okay. This is, and people have to be careful about this. Especially according to the Rambam, it's an Issur min HaTorah. You wake up early in the morning before the Otzer Shachar and you begin eating. Tzorech lahafsik. Otzer Shachar, you have to stop. So how does he pass him? His chulecho. Filo hoyo behetet, and so hoyo yotz mechatzi shoa alos hashach. The kol chatzi shoa otz lehaskin lecho kamo shekaz ramo. You got a luluf. Before you do a mitzvah in the morning, you can't eat. You can't eat before luluf. You can't eat before shofar. What din l'gabe kriyash madarais? Da'afgam hu ocho yotz mechabeitz. Tavi derech keva. You can't have a suda. Can't have a suda before half an hour before you mechuyev to do a mitzvah. That's why before shofar, before lulav, before any mitzvah, you're not allowed to eat half an hour. Ahasik kishol amur hashachar. Avol gav de betulas mincha tzorach lahasik k'moshe kozel l'kamon. Shiny. Because why? Because it's an asmachta, and it's a whole separate reason. It's not in before another mitzvah. You're afraid a person begins eating, he'll forget, he'll get involved in his eating. Here it's a whole different thing. Don't go into a tefillah. Don't take care and satisfy yourself before you daven. Shema Zohar Kotzu, Chon Shafilu Kom B'chatzo Talayla, Otsu Liton Koren Shemispala. He says, in that din, we don't pay attention to the Zohar. Okay. But even though the machlokes have to stop, He said, but before Krishma, which is a mitzvah, that's a deraisa, I throw him. What about learning before davening? Okay. He says, and we'll have to understand this. We'll begin Metzah Shembli letter. Next week, we'll go into this a great month. Learning before davening. Okay. Also, Lilmod. I feel a little more awesome. She agia zman tefila. Okay, what? Let's see what this is. Tonolom ala haschel gemo. Avam fahischel. I feel ach she agia hazman. Shu vene posik mi shalosh shu sach in this bal zman tefila. Krishma yeshom etzor lahavsek lekosik em she hischel ach akvayna gizmano. Okay. So, what is the minhag everyone has to learn before davening? That's why you're learning before davening. So, what does he say? Behind me, shirog l'spalo beis midrasho in rohu leilech l'beis haknesses. Yigal mechash dilma mitra begirse v'yav ozman kriyashma u'tfilo. Says this has nothing to do whatsoever with Lo Socho Adam. Lo Socho Adam is taking care of my personal physical needs before I daven. Here it's something else. Don't get yourself involved deeply in a sugya before when matfila, because you'll be so involved in a sugya, you'll miss my Krishna, miss my Krishna. Now, that does not apply if a person goes to shul. He sits and learns in shul before davening, simply. Not going to get involved. If he gets involved, everyone shows up to daven. This is my kavua to daven. If you're by yourself in your house, and you're going to get involved in a sugi miyun, and then get so involved that you'll be unaware that it's my krishma is on tefillah kavim, echanam it's awesome. If you go to a place, that's what he says. The iglamech. Mishrogalech basic netzes mutter. You can do it. If you go to a shul, it's mutter. Let's see Mishnah Brura. Beis midrashim ratzon olama biyichidus. Megilim tzibur esasef elav shom gam bezem mutter. There's a whole tzibur who's going to learn with him. It's mutter. The Vada Yeskiru Kishiavol. Okay. Ryan Simon Sade, we'll see that. Mitra Begiris Archayodim. Tafilugeshlo Shir Kovua, Mashalome, Delekla Mechashkoka, Shane Vashek Belima, Lochios. What happens if I say a Shir for an hour in the morning, Tafilome before davening? Shir Kovua. The answer is, it's only, what is he talking about? So the Shulchan Aruch is talking, before you get to the Chayyotim, Shulchan Aruch is talking, sitting by yourself in your house, getting yourself into a sugya, and you're so deep into all the swarvas here, you lose consciousness of what's happening. Okay. Now, obviously, this applies to such a person. The Shulchan Aruch is taking for granted, this is a standard act, this is a standard way people learn. They get so involved in the learning, they get disconnected from everything that's happening outside. Okay. If you're not that sort of a person, or it's not b'yachidus, obviously it doesn't apply. And that a shir kavua with a group of people, you assume that at least one of the people is not going to be so involved that he's going to remind everyone that time is coming. But this has nothing to do with all the other halachas we've seen. All the other halachas we've seen are taking care of my personal physical needs or my social needs before I daven in the morning. That's one type of halacha. Here is getting involved in something that I'll get so involved in it as my Krishna Zantila will pass. Okay. But if I'm teaching people and I'll get so involved, so Susaram Dova Godalhu. Lo Yilamdu Akshav is Babal Yuchul Lilmod. So, what is he talking about? He says, wait a second. If I don't say the shir, and people will not learn, as a result of that, the chus of Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, is greater, and the chus of Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, is greater, so I can even gamble that I'll get so involved in the shir that people want. Okay. We'll stop here. These halachas, it's a very straightforward halachas of people. One should know these halachas well, chas de morgo, because this is, if people are not used to being nizer in it. I know. Meaning of a lot of paces is, wake up in the morning, you have a cup of coffee, you have some azonos, you look at the newspaper, check the news, you go online, check the news, take care of a bunch of things, you got to daven. A person has to have davening on his mind when he begins davening, and it changes the whole attitude you have to daven. Okay.